It's Tuesday, September 20th, 2016 AD. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. It was an act of terror. That's the word from New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio in a press conference yesterday on the New York and New Jersey bombings that took place over the weekend.
Based on the information we have now, we have every reason to believe this was an act of terror. We will be going into some detail, and there is still a long investigation ahead, but now we have, as I said, every reason to believe this was an act of terror.
The suspect in the bombings was arrested by police yesterday. Ahmed Khan Rahami was wounded in the exchange of gunfire in Linden, New Jersey. Rahami is an Afghan immigrant, as were the parents of the Orlando shooter who killed 49 people at the homosexual bar back in June. The U.S. Commission on Civil Rights is associating Christians who oppose homosexuality with the justification of slavery and the Jim Crow laws. Commission Chairman Julian Castro called phrases like religious freedom code words for discrimination and intolerance. This comes in a report called Peaceful Coexistence. The report argues for the restriction of religious liberties for Christian businesses, employers, and employees. The report also points out that, quote, many Christian denominations, unquote, support their view of inclusion. Indeed, the wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. Psalm 37:12 and 13. Donald Trump has issued promises to pro-life leaders in a letter promoting what he calls his pro-life coalition. He says he will nominate pro-life justices to the Supreme Court, and he will defund Planned Parenthood and reallocate funding to community health centers. The latest YouGov-CBS survey on the presidential race has Clinton and Trump in a dead heat, both at 42% in the 13 battleground states. Pro-abort Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson stands at 7%, and pro-abort Green Party candidate Jill Stein at 2%. 26 Christians were killed by Muslim radicals in the village of Ndomati in the Central African Republic. According to Morningstar News, the attackers went from house to house killing Christians. The violence against Christians in the Central African Republic has been on the increase since 2013, when Michael Chitodia, a Muslim, became president, per Christian headlines. Poland is awash in controversy over a push for a pro-life law that would protect all unborn children. This new bill would make the purposeful termination of the life of an unborn child punishable by 5 years in jail. According to Life News, a pro-abortion petition to stop the law has 250,000 signatures, but a pro-life petition supporting the law has gained over 400,000 signatures. Within the last week, Belgium has purposefully killed a child who doctors deemed had an incurable disease. This is the first case of legalized euthanasia for a minor in this country. A Belgian legislator informed news outlet VTM the child had requested the doctor killing. And it turns out that Netherlands euthanizes an estimated 650 babies each year. The Dutch government reports a total of 5,516 people euthanized in 2015, double the number killed 7 years ago, and 56 people were euthanized for psychiatric disorders last year. Proverbs 8 says, "All that hate me love death." For those still watching primetime television, the Emmy Awards ceremony celebrated mainly transgenderism this year. Jeffrey Tambor was awarded for his transgendered role in Transparent, and Louis Anderson was awarded for his transgender role in Baskets. Game of Thrones, the television program best known for crossing boundaries in nudity, violence, and sexual violence, received 9 awards, making for a record-breaking 38 Emmy Awards over 6 seasons. President Barack Obama and former British Prime Minister David Cameron have both indicated they are huge fans of the series. Ephesians 5:11 warns, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light." Actor Courtney Vance Facebooked Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, at the moment he received an Emmy for Best Actor in a Limited Series or Movie for his lead acting role in American Crime Story and the O.J. Simpson trial. Psalm 34:2 says, "My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, September 20th in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.